This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting from the Undisclosed Bunker Studios in the hottest city in America. It's the Steve Sanchez Show.
Donald Trump, nationalism, Hillary Clinton, new world order globalism.
The most exciting talk radio.
Now it's time for the American people to take back their future.
Friends, wake the heck up.
This is the best talk show I've ever heard in my life.
Brace yourself. Because here he is now, with a Constitution in one hand and a Bible in the other. Your host, Steve Sanchez.
Good afternoon, and what an afternoon. Thank you for being here today in the best county in the nation, Camden County. My name is Susan Shenangulo, and I'm a freeholder here in Camden County, and I'm all with you here because we are welcoming the next President of the United States, Hillary Clinton. Only Hillary can bring us together as one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
One nation, indivisible. See, that's what happens when you try to remove God where God absolutely belongs. Here we are, one nation, under indivisible. This is the buffoonery that supports Hillary Clinton. Welcome to the program. This is Steve Sanchez. I'm glad to be here. We've got a lot to talk about over these next 3 hours. This is the buffoonery. I'm going to correct the buffoon, the queen buffoon, let's just put it this way. It was the princess buffoon that introduced the queen buffoon, Hillary. And I've got news for you. There's a correction that needs to be made. Hillary probably will not be the next president of the United States. These libs, my God, I can't understand the excitement, all the cheering, the enthusiasm for the bad guy. I guess it's kind of like the nerds that actually cheer for Darth Vader. It has to be something like that. I mean, where do I begin? Friday started off as a normal Friday. For you, for me. And then all of a sudden, the bombshell hits. The FBI drops this major bombshell, and Hillary is under investigation once again. And it's not just Hillary that's under investigation. It is her gay lover. Well, I didn't say that. I'm sorry. Could be. That's what, you know, people are saying out there. And there's some sources. Drudge was supposed to have those sources, but Drudge didn't get a backbone. You heard what I said. Drudge didn't get a backbone and release what he said. Look, Drudge, I got news for you, Matt. Look, I love you, Matt. I do. But if you're going to put something out there and say that you have got a bombshell regarding Hillary's sexuality, and then you go quiet and dormant and no one hears from you, I've got a problem with that. There, I said it. Got it off my chest. Hillary's aide, Huma Abedin, is under investigation. The Clinton Foundation is under investigation. It's about time. And why did this happen? Why all of a sudden now? Everybody's flipping out. The Dems are flipping out. This is an October surprise. This is a tactic to not get Hillary elected. The mainstream media has been so rough on her. Really? Where have I been to miss that? The mainstream media has been rough on Hillary Clinton? The mainstream media is in her purse. Give me a break. Where do I begin? Well, let's begin with Huma Abedin's estranged husband, the perv himself, Anthony Weiner. Imagine having that name growing up as a kid. I mean, my God, imagine that name now. Congressman Weiner, are you here? Are you present? Congressman Weiner, can we have your vote? Congressman Weiner! Oh, Lord, poor guy. No wonder he went half banana and is doing what he's doing. The guy is a perv. He's sick. He's just like Bill Clinton. They all are cut from the same perverted cloth. You know it and I know it. But here's how it all went down. He's under investigation for that sexting scandal. So during the investigation, information, emails, etc., were found that linked back to Hillary's private email server. And in fact, folders and files were found from that actually belonged to Huma Abedin that were marked life insurance files, but they were not life insurance files. They were private files that were supposed to be classified. That's what they're not going to say right now, but let's just be intellectually honest, friends. The FBI is not going to be reopening an investigation unless there was damning evidence, and that's where it is. There's damning evidence because here's the deal. Huma didn't get the memo. She didn't get the memo to basically use bleach bit on her hard drive. I mean, she didn't. And the truth of the matter is she swore under oath, perjured herself, that all her devices, all the laptops, all the information were in fact turned over per subpoena, but that isn't true. Here's the way it's going to play in the way, and I'm going to break this down over the next hour. And I want your insight. I want your opinion on this as well, because a lot of people have different opinions on what America and this election cycle is going to look like in the next 48 hours because of the bombshell on Friday. And trust me, they've been doing a lot of damage control this weekend. All damn. In fact, right now I'm watching a repeat of Chris Wallace on Fox in the studios with Governor Mike Pence, vice president nominee for Trump, and they're talking about it. Everybody's talking about it, but of course, the liberal media establishment is saying just, well, tidbits about it, and then they try to move on to other things because they still want to seem relevant in people's eyes, even though people have woken up to their shenanigans. So here's the deal. I think Anthony Weiner is going to cut a deal. I really do, because he's going to go to jail. I mean, there's no question about it. The guy's going to go to prison. So the guy doesn't want to go to prison. Him and Huma are estranged. I believe they were never a true marriage. I believe they were a political marriage, just like Bill and Hillary. I mean, Anthony Weiner basically is a power-hungry pervert. Bill Clinton is a power-hungry pervert. And Huma is tied to the Muslim Brotherhood. Her family is tied deeply with the Muslim Brotherhood. And you already know that Hillary loves Muslim money. She loves Saudi Arabia money. She's gotten $25 million, refuses to give it back. All is going to come out. The truth always does eventually. You cannot continue for 30, 40 years screw people over politically the way they've been doing and not have the truth catch up. And that's what's happened. And we've got a lot to break down. But here's the deal. In my opinion, the FBI, and it's not just my opinion, but I've been talking about this for a while, but it's been confirmed that the FBI, even the NSA, they're in internal feuds. Right now, you got to understand, all of the FBI is not dirty. All of the FBI are not globalists doing bidding for Hillary and for the political establishment, the mainstream establishment that have continued to screw America. There are many good, hard-working, honest, patriotic men and women in the FBI, in the NSA, and I'm sure, in fact, I'm certain that they have had their breaking point. And this is why this has, well, now taken a different turn. What's history going to look like? I mean, when we go back and we look at this in 10, 20, 30 years, are we going to have the first president of the United States in prison? Are we going to have the first major nominee for a political party running for the presidency in prison? I'm going to open up phone lines. I know there's people already on hold. I haven't even opened the phone lines yet, and people have already called. But I'm going to open up phone lines so we can get all our phones full, so that you can voice your opinion. And I've been getting a lot of Facebook action of people wanting me to break this down, concerned. What's going to happen? What's going to play out for the election, Steve? Are we going to have an election? Are we going to get the... I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to give you the three scenarios that I believe are going to take place by Wednesday. They would have to, because we're 9 days away from the presidential election. So there would have to be a major decision made by Wednesday in terms of what's going to happen with this election process. And I'm going to break that down. But first, opening up phone lines now. 1-877-49-STEVE. 1-877-497-8383. is how you weigh in the conversation and have your voice heard here. So look, here's the deal. FBI is up on this again. Now look, Holmesy, here's the deal. I don't trust the guy. Now, some people are saying that his conscience has gotten to him, you know, that he's just going to do what he said he was going to do. I don't believe him anymore. I believe that the pressure is overwhelming, and I believe he's trying to look at his own political butt. And that's fine with me. I mean, hey, you know, when he wants to save his own butt, no problem. As long as the truth gets out. And the truth is going to get out. The issue is it going to get out before the election? Is it going to get out after the election? Can Hillary win the presidency? Will this be the... This is Prison Break, man. I'm telling you, we are in an episode of Prison Break. I've said it. If you've ever seen the show Prison Break, we are living Prison Break right now in America. I mean, seriously, we are. We are in for some times, and, you know, some people are already cheering and saying, oh, wow, this hit at the best time. And, of course, it did. I agree with that. But if you think Hillary is going to go and ride off into the sunset, no, think again. She will go kicking and screaming into the sunset. And I'm going to give you my ideas as to what this is going to look like and how this is going to play out. Because, again, when we fast forward to Wednesday, we're now talking less than 1 week away from the next election. Early voting's already started. People have already sent their absentee ballots in. We're going to talk a lot about that in the second hour, about the cheating and the rigged system, that we have proof, absolute proof, that this is happening around America. So we've got a lot to break down tonight in these short 3 hours. And they are short. They go by very quickly. But I can promise you one thing. Here, you're going to get unfiltered truth. Here, you're going to get not only truth from a patriotic, constitutional perspective, America first perspective, a populist perspective. You're going to get truth from a biblical perspective. And I think that's important. Even for those that are not very tied to the Bible, it doesn't matter. You cannot, and I repeat, you cannot put the Bible aside on this one, because I'm going to break down even in the third hour how what the Bible predicted is happening in front of our very eyes. So we've got a lot to do tonight. A lot to do. 1-877-49-STEVE. 1-877-497-8383 is how you weigh into the program. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to start getting into the calls and give you more on Hillary Clinton and her demise. Don't you go away. Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me on my show talk about the economic calamities facing America. I've got a question for you. Why is it that J.P. Morgan in 2012 owned 5 million ounces of silver, and as of April 2015, they now own 55 million ounces of silver? What do they know that we don't know? Well, look, my friends at the Royal Metals Group, they have the inside scoop on what J.P. Morgan knows and many other of these large globalist institutions making moves right now in precious metals. Look, there's no doubt that the stock market's up, the stock market's down, and we're coming towards an economic crash. The question is, when? I don't know, you don't know, but we need to be prepared, and we can't crisis plan. I've got a free report that explains it all. It's an insider's look. Call right now, 888-772-2929 to get that free report. That's 888-772-2929, 888-772-2929.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartovite. Cartovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh in on the conversation. Look, if you think that Hillary and the Clinton mafia are going to allow this to stop their chances, you've got something coming, baby, because it is on. And trust me, they have been doing damage control this week, and watch tomorrow. They will be out there. They will literally be lying through their teeth. They will have someone take the fall. Something will happen. But here's something else that's happening that most people aren't talking about. Democrats are demanding Clinton to step aside. Now, the mainstream media is not going to discuss that. Jake Tapper over at CNN, Rachel Maddow is not going to talk about that over at MSNBC. Any of the Clinton surrogates are not going to talk about that. But the Chicago Tribune came out and just said it is time for the Democrats to ask Clinton to step aside. And some top-level donors, globalists, in fact, are starting to pull away from Hillary. Here's the deal, though. They're not going towards Trump. They're just pulling away from Hillary, and they may just lift their hands up in disgust and say, oh, my God, who can we get to replace this woman? She's in a lot more serious trouble than people are letting on. She is in tremendous trouble. Not only trouble in terms of federal prosecution, but in political trouble. I mean, we're just a week away from the election, less than a week. Well, actually, a little more than a week, 9 days. I mean, 9 days. For this to happen on Friday, literally, is mind-blowing, isn't it? All right, let's go ahead and go to some of our calls here and let some people get a chance to weigh in. We've got Jason in Ontario, Canada. You're calling. You're the first to join the show. How you doing, buddy?
No, this is Jacob calling from Canada, not Jason.
Okay. All right,
yeah,
Jacob.
I called you last week.
What's on your mind?
I think Clinton, Hillary is mad with power. I mean, like, well, I don't know, like, just, I don't know, this is weird, like, this election to me, you know?
Oh, it's very weird. Do you think she's going to go down? Do you think this on Friday was the smoking gun to derail her?
Well, I was thinking, what do you think of Julian Assange? Do you think he's going to release enough information or WikiLeaks or...
Well, I'll tell you this. I mean, I'll tell you what's happening. WikiLeaks is getting their information from the FBI and the NSA. There's no question about it. I mean, I am confident that those that are disgruntled inside the FBI and the NSA are giving WikiLeaks their info. That's where it's in. I got to bail. I'm up on short break, but I appreciate you, Jacob, in Canada, for giving us a call and concerning yourself with our elections, because it does affect Canada as well. It affects the whole world, who will be the leader of the free world, and that is really what the presidency of the United States is the beacon of. But here's the deal, and, you know, Jacob brings up a good point. WikiLeaks is getting their info now. People are saying, well, where's this coming from? You know, Hillary's been like, it's from the Russians. The Russians are hacking. No, the Russians are not hacking anything, Hillary. Here's the deal. Internally, the FBI, some good men and women in the FBI, in the NSA, are fed up with the political corruption that has hurt our country. And I am confident, and sources are saying that the FBI, some in the FBI, some with the NSA are, in fact, leaking info to WikiLeaks. And if this is true, wow, what can be waiting for us tomorrow? I mean, think about that realistically. What can actually be waiting for us tomorrow or Tuesday? Because if you don't think that Hillary Clinton's surrogates tomorrow are not going to be all over the mainstream media, on Megyn Kelly Smelly, on, you know, Jake Tapper, Don Lemon, trying to do damage control, then think again, because they will absolutely be trying to save their candidate. No question about it. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program. 1-877-497-8383. Quick break, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to let you know how this plays out by Wednesday. It's going to be, I'll just save it until we get back from the other side. It's 2015, and you've probably got a lot of goals and a lot of plans. But with this Obamacare hanging over everybody's head, you need to make sure you know what you're doing and how you're doing it. This is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me talk about Obamacare, its effects, and government intervention, and I've got a solution for you. In fact, my friends at the Davis Miles Law Group have a solution for you. Founding partner and attorney Greg Miles has authored a book called The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, The 8 Steps You Need to Take Now. Look, you need that book, and we're giving it to you, the Steve Sanchez Show listener, for free. Simply call 877-307-8383. That's 877-307-8383 for the free book, The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, The 8 Steps You Need to Take Now. With Obamacare hanging over your head, you need to make the right decisions for your family, your business, and your future. 877-307-8383. 877-307-8383.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Steve Sanchez.
All right, welcome back to the program. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you Sunday night live. Glad to be here. Phone lines are open. 1-877-49-STEVE. 1-877-497-8383. All right, let's go ahead and go back to our busy calls here. And then I am going to give you what I believe is going... I'm going to tell you what's going to play out by Wednesday. And trust me, it's going to be one of these three by Wednesday that's going to play out, but we've had some people on hold for a little bit, and I want to go ahead and get them to have their voice heard here on the Steve Sanchez Show. So let's go to Mario in Las Vegas, listening on our flagship KDWN. Mario, welcome to the program.
It's me, Mario.
How you doing, my friend? Mario, are you with us? I'm here.
Yes. Okay. Are you getting me?
I'm getting you loud and clear.
Okay. Steve, I just wanted to reference that incident in the last days of Clinton's second term when he was under a lot of pressure from the left and probably from Hillary's people to pardon that Native American who killed the FBI agent on the reservation. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and it took an up-close personal encounter with the rank-and-file FBI agents in the White House to convince President Clinton that if he did that, they were going to expose him and her at that time.
Yeah.
And I think this is just a follow-up battle on that same thing that Hillary got to Mr. Comey somehow, either through a bribe or pressure, and the same patriotic FBI agents are making themselves heard now. Like
right.
As you alluded to, releasing those emails, you know. And
right.
I just want to add that, you know, God works in mysterious ways right when you need him, huh?
Yes, he does, yeah. And I believe that. I'm going to talk a lot about that in the next hour. But, you know, you're right on, Mario. I believe the truth always comes out. It may not come out right when we want it to come out, but it does come out. And there's no question that we've got some patriots in the FBI. We've got patriots that are part of the NSA, and they've had it. I mean, they've had it, and they're not going to allow America to crumble. Appreciate you weighing in, bro. Have a good one. God bless. You know, before I go to a couple other calls here, let me break down what I believe is going to be the turn of events by Wednesday at the latest. Three things are going to happen, friends, with this FBI bombshell. Number one, right now, over a third of likely voters right now are less willing to back Hillary Clinton after an FBI after the bombshell. Right now, over a third. So Hillary voters right now are starting to say, I don't know. Maybe this woman power thing isn't what it was all cracked up to be. Maybe we just need to put the social justice stuff on the shelf. And maybe, just maybe, we need to get honest leadership, not corruption, to continue to ensue all through Washington, especially in the Oval Office. So these three things, one of these three things, I believe are going to play out by Wednesday. Number one, Hillary is going to stay. She's just not going to bail because, you know, she is part of the Clinton Mafia Network. She is not going to stay. I mean, excuse me, she's not going to bail. She's going to stay because she thinks she can win because of her arrogance. And Trump will win by a landslide. Or she's going to step down. The pressure is so strong that she's going to have to step down so she can get pardoned by Obama. And either Michelle Obama or Joe Biden will step in with Kane and actually run against Trump. Now, you may be saying, well, that's just a few days away. Something has to happen. Look, we're in unprecedented times right now. So maybe just because historically things like this haven't happened doesn't mean they're not bound to happen. How do you think history is made, friends? When we go back and we read history and we're amazed by history of our country and we're like, wow, that really happened? 30, 40, 50 years from now, there's going to be people reading and saying, wow, that really happened in 2016? So we're making history right now, friends. We're making history. So if she is forced to move aside, and you know the globalists like George Soros that's pulling her strings can literally force her to move aside, Michelle Obama could be the choice. And just imagine all the Obamaites would just go crazy. Or it could be Joe Biden. Or third, and this is the scenario that scares the hell out of me, is that Obama suspends the elections because of the chaos, saying, you know what, based on everything that's happening right now, I could see him. Just vision this. He's in the Oval Office addressing America, saying, look, in light of the recent circumstances with the FBI investigation, it is not going to be fair for democracy at this point. So what I am going to do, given me, the powers, and he does have the powers. I'm going to explain this in a minute. A lot of people don't know he has the power to do this, but he does. A lot of people are saying, no, he has to go through Congress. No, he doesn't. You need to read your history. You need to read the law. No, he doesn't. So hear me out. Hear me out. He will say, for democracy as a whole, I am going to suspend the elections until we actually have a thorough investigation, yada, 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 yada. And he stays as the president of the United States. Martial law is called. Now, some people will say, there's no way he can do this. Oh, but he can. Because on October 17th, 2006, President George W. Bush signed into law the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, which affords the president, and that is any president without Congress, the ability to declare a public emergency at his own discretion and place federal troops anywhere throughout the United States. When you go on to read that act, it basically says it has a whole list of the potential infractions, so to speak, the potential possibilities and problems, state of emergency, war, terror, all these things, and it says, or other. He has the power to do this. Now, some will say, there's no way he's going to supersede Congress. Are you going to try to tell me he hasn't already done that with other things? Are you going to really try to tell me that this president hasn't superseded Congress in the past? Remember the power of the pen? I mean, Obama has said that. Obama has been on record saying that if Trump wins, he ain't going nowhere. Now, some of that could be tongue-in-cheek. So here's the deal. By Wednesday, one of these three are going to play out. One of these three. Hillary could just stay. Trump wins a landslide. Hillary bails. Michelle Obama steps in, or Joe Biden. Or three, we have a suspension of elections. And let me ask you this, friends, and I'm opening up the phone lines now. If the third is what happens, and I pray to God that doesn't happen. I know that's crazy. It's unprecedented. Maybe that's just unlikely to happen. But how about if it did? Do you think chaos would ensue? Do you think there'd be another revolution in this country? Think about that, friends. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program. 1-877-497-8383. What's your thoughts on that? Do you agree it could be one of these three? I want to hear from to our busy calls. We've got Carl in Las Vegas. He's up next. Carl, welcome to the program.
Yeah, Steve. I'm your favorite liberal capitalist psychologist. I think you remember me.
Yes, sir.
But,
I do.
Okay.
I do. I just visited you. I just visited you last week. It was a great session. I hope I taught you something. Come on, Carl. Admit the truth. I came to see you in your office, and you really are a conservative. You admit it. You just said you're afraid to come out of the closet to be a conservative.
I'm going to admit for an hour I tried to help you, and I couldn't do anything for you.
Okay. All right. What's on your mind?
I'm just curious. Where do you get these reports from, these highly reputable news sources like Breitbart, when you first started, one of them, the Drudge, says that Hillary Clinton's got a girlfriend, but they won't say who, and he got angry with them. Did you ever think maybe they're lying?
Why do you think I got angry? See, I call people out. It doesn't matter. See, I'm not a bias, or I'm not a partisan guy. I call people out, even if it's Matt Drudge. I don't care. That's why you heard me do that. Absolutely. I have no problem calling Matt Drudge out. And Matt Drudge didn't say he had a girlfriend, but she had a girlfriend. He basically said, Matt Drudge is gay, by the way. I don't know if you know that or not. But Matt Drudge basically said that he had a bombshell that challenged Hillary's sexuality, and it was going to be released, and he never did. So I called them to the carpet, because if someone's going to say something, do it, or don't do it, or just shut your mouth. That's the way I operate.
But you ever think they're not telling the truth? Did you ever think
they could? Maybe he was a liar on this one. I don't know.
The Inquirer at your supermarket.
Yeah, but the Inquirer and Drudge Report are two different animals, baby. I mean, come on. The Drudge Report is a respected news source. Oh. Everybody knows that. There's no question. Nothing on there is made up or contrived. I mean, if Matt said something and he didn't release it, maybe he's scared to death that he's not going to be on a hit list from Hillary. How about that?
Okay. If she's going to send all her murderers out, like everybody.
I don't know. Isn't it weird, though, that a lot of people. I know. Let me ask you a question. Isn't it weird, though, that a lot of people that have been so close to her over her whole career have ended up dead? What do you make of that? Is that just a coincidence?
No, I think she arranged it all. And you're right. Your conspiracy theory is correct. Everyone that you say, All those trees.
Why do people always call this conspiracy? I'm just curious. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a realist. I mean, we can't pretend that this is... We can't pretend... Hold on a minute. I'll let you talk. We can't pretend, Carl, that this information, these deaths, are conspiracy. They're true. They're real. They've happened.
Yeah, but I have a friend with children in a car wreck. It doesn't mean it's conspiracy. You have to prove that it actually happened because of some action on their part. Not just
well,
somebody
of course.
Died. That's a conspiracy.
Well, not only people died. People committed suicide. People were in mysterious plane wrecks, car accidents. Someone was mugged for their wallet right outside their house, and the next day they were supposed to go to the FBI with information. This was a Democrat, by the way. Bro, I mean, sometimes we've got to just wake up and say, man, something just doesn't seem right. There is corruption on both sides of the aisle, Carl, in Washington. You know that. And right now, the American people are starting to wisen up.
And my final thought for you is, if none of those three
yes.
things happen, like you just said, what are you going to say?
Well, one of them will, so I don't have to say anything. See, what I tell you, I speak you the truth from a prophetic standpoint. So one of those three is going to happen. She's either going to stay, and Trump will win by a landslide. She is going to bail, and Obama, Michelle, or Biden's going to step in, because someone has to. Or three, there could be a suspension. One of the three is going to happen, Carl. That's just fact. I got to bounce. Thank you for the call. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program. We'll be back. Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and if you're like me, it comes midday, my energy level's at an all-time low, I'm getting ready to crash, so I tend to go to the cup of coffee or the energy drink that's sold at the store that we all know isn't good for us. Well, some friends of mine just reintroduced me into Youngevity. In fact, it's something called Pollen Burst Plus, and I'm talking about an energy drink that doesn't make you crash. In fact, it's healthy for you. It's got something called the New Zealand Black Currant, which is a natural antioxidant that gives you bursts of energy that last for hours, no crashing. This stuff increases my energy, it helps with the anti-aging process, and it even curbs the appetite. I've got representatives standing by now to give you a free report and lecture from Dr. Joel Wallach called Dead Recipe. I think the title speaks for itself. Call now, 877-936-2662. That's 877-936-2662. Get that free lecture and get questions answered for your own health issue regarding longevity and how it could possibly benefit you. 877-936-2662.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You're listening to Steve Sanchez. Call him now at 1-877-49-STEVE.
All right, welcome back to the program. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you. Glad to be here. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program. All right, let's jump back to our busy calls. We've got Bob in Nevada. You're up next. Bob, welcome to the program. Hey, Bob, you with us, my friend?
Yes, hi. My question was, I did early voting. What happens to those folks that now have a little bit buyer's remorse? This news comes out and they've early voted. I know it changes from state to state. Do they get a chance to change their ballot, or what happens there?
You made your vote and you're stuck with it. So, I mean, it's as simple as that. So unless you go to places where they allow you to cheat and it's rigged and you can vote thousands of times, like other parts of the country that dead people are voting numbers of times. But, yeah, that's it. So, I mean, you know, that's why it's important to pay attention, pick your candidates, you know, wisely. I mean, here's the bottom line. Yeah. If someone, you know, voted for Hillary, and now in light of the situation that has come out, they're like, oh, my God, big mistake. I really need to change my vote. Well, they should have done a little more research. I mean, I think you would have known, you know, a month ago, 2 months ago, even before the debates, what each candidate's really about, what their vision is. So it's a good question, though. Yeah,
well, we don't see any real change. There's no surprise with WikiLeaks. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, she's corrupt foundation. Oh, yeah, she erased these emails. It's just validated what everybody knew about her to begin with.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
People are not going to change. They're not going to change. You can't change their minds. Like, I'm up against them all the time.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
So...
Well, and you hear them. I mean, like, even in the beginning of the show, I played a woman introducing Hillary at a rally, and, you know, the cheers, the enthusiasm, and then, you know, talking about, you know, the pledge and saying, you know, removing under God out of it. You know, it's bizarre, you know, but you're going to get those diehards that are diehard Hillary fans. She can be, you know, there could be video of her murdering someone and someone will make an excuse and say, oh no, it was this and she had every right. There's psychological issues with those people. I really believe that. I'm serious. I think that there has to be some type of psychological issue with those that are voting for Hillary. That, or they're just so uninformed that they just think she's the best person and they're going to vote for her, because I can't see anybody with any intelligence doing that.
Yeah, and remember the Democrats took God out of the platform in 12.
Yeah, they did.
And
yeah,
they voted
on
it.
Yep.
And the
three times.
Didn't really want it.
Three times. Yeah, I know.
And so there it is. I mean, that's the unbelieving party, then you vote for Hillary. You don't believe in God. I guess that's what it boils down to.
No, there you go. And you know what? God always gets the last word, because right now, isn't it like God? And some people say, you're trying to say God made this come about with the FBI? No, I'm not saying God made it come about with the FBI, but I will tell you, God will not be mocked. I can say that. I can say that. All right, Bob, I got to bounce. I'm up on break. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program. You know, I'll be in Las Vegas on Election Day. That's November 8th. Make sure that you join us. I will be live locally in Las Vegas on my flagship station, AM720 KDWN. But don't worry, if you're outside of Las Vegas, you can still listen to the show live by either going to the KDWN.com website, listen live there, or you can download the mobile app for your phone or your tablet, either on Google Play for your Droid or on the iOS Apple Store. It's free. It's the KDWN mobile app. Do that now while we're going to top of the hour news, just so you can have it. I want to see you do that, because I want my fans all around the country to join me that night. Being that Las Vegas is my flagship station, I've been invited to cover the elections live for 3 hours from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard. So I want to make sure that all of you that listen to me on stations all around the country get a chance to weigh in on that. So that's a good way to do it. All right, look, top of the hour news is next. But then when we come back, we're going to jump into, well, the polls, the lies, the scandals, and some surprises that you're not hearing right now out there in the media. Well, you'll hear them tomorrow on Monday. But being that we're live on Sunday nights, we get the jump on everybody. All right, don't you dare go away. We'll be back for hour number two right after the news. Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you always hear me discuss the economic calamities facing America. The question I have for you is, what are you going to do about it? Do you have an exit strategy out of the Wall Street casino? Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute, they're going to blow the lid off what the insiders don't want you to know. That's right. Wall Street and the big banks have been keeping secrets from you forever, and now we're blowing the lid off what those secrets are. Call 877-983-7233 to get that free report. That's 877-983-7233. Learn the little-known IRS tax loophole that allows you to earn income tax-free. Learn what the big banks and Wall Street have been doing for years while paying you 1-2%. Pitiful. You need to take action. You need to take action now. Time-sensitive materials available. 877-983-7233. That's 877-983-7233. Look, the stock market's going to crash. We don't know when, but we can prepare you. 877-983-7233.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.